Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to observe your quiet time with God, either as an individual or a family. After receiving Turning Point ministration, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast this to your contact. Let what is blessing you also bless your loved ones. Welcome to Monday, the 23rd day in December 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic impartational blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. This Christmas season, God will put smiles on you. Christmas is joy to the world, God's goodwill to mankind. May your life enjoy true joy in all its ramifications. God will make you happy. Not only will you have Merry Christmas, you will end the year strong and start the new year on an exciting note. This season shall be good news for you all through. Whatever will bring bad news is hereby destroyed by fire. Let's do this. Pull your right ear a bit again today. I prophesy you will hear good news from far and near. This is your harvest season. All harvest wasters are hereby destroyed from your life. I see you with a breaking news for Christmas. If you have traveled for Christmas or you are still planning to travel, receive journey mercies. Pleasant trip. If you are on holidays, enjoy your holiday. Christmas is celebration. Have a joyful celebration. After Christmas comes the last day in the year, December 31, and stepping into the new year from January 1. I prophesy these remaining days in the year shall be your best days this year. You will cross over with no carryover. Raise your phone for alert upon alert prayers again today. This year still owes you so many good things, including good money. Receive grace for alert upon alert. From far and near, alert upon alert. From likely and unlikely persons and places, receive alert upon alert. Your market will sell. Your goods, services, and products shall enjoy good patronage. Those owing you will rush to pay. Names you have written and prayed over shall respond positively. Gift and seed you have also sown into people's lives shall yield multiple harvests for you. God shall move people's heart to remember you for good things in Jesus' name. Lay hand where you have pains. I prophesy you won't end this year in pain. You won't go into the new year with sickness. So be healed. I say be healed. You are healed in Jesus' name. Shout, I'm healed 3 times. Yes, you are. Exercise your faith. Something has just dropped off you now. December 23 celebrant. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You shall live long life and do well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Welcome to the second week of testimony sharing. Listen to people's testimonies and connect by faith and also by seed if you can. First testimony today. I want to thank God and thank you, sir, for your teachings, especially on tithing. Over 20 years now, I don't believe in tithing, but I started paying tithe since October 2024 after listening to your teachings, and God has been doing wonders. I have been stagnant in an organization for almost 11 years. Now, God has given me a beautiful new job. Three, my son graduated from university and will be going for youth service in January. Daddy, thank you for your teachings. I give God all the glory. Wow. Teachings on tithing and seed sowing. They are scriptural. They are godly. They do wonders. Please do them. Another one. Good morning, Daddy. I want to thank Almighty God for adding another year to me and my daughter, for bringing my son to join us in United Kingdom, for granting my husband and I American visa. To God alone be all the glory. Daddy, thank you. The oil of God on you will never run dry. Amen. Another person. I want to appreciate God of TPGF. One, who took away sickness in my family. Two, expansion in my business. Three, change in my bank account. Four, my children are doing well. Daddy, please pray for my daughter's marital settlement. Daddy, the anointing on your life will never run dry. Consider those prayer requests done. Another one, praise God for answering prayers on the 24th of October. Daddy, pray for an infection that keeps your calling. I went to hospital for tests and medication. It will go and come. But after Daddy's prayer, I am totally healed. Never will it come back again. I pray affliction will not rise the second time. Amen. Your healing is permanent. Somebody said, Pastor told us to write down names of people that will want to bless us this season and wrap it in a mantle and pray over it. I did. I also sent them messages after 7 days. Yesterday, Pastor asked us to raise the names for prayer again. I did. I woke up to an alert this morning of good money. Hey, God, thank you. Tight on the way. These things work. Believe them and do them. Another testifier. I want to thank God for all he has done for me and my family. One, the Lord kept me alive to complete my 35 years in the military, attaining the highest rank on the enlisted cadre. Two, the Lord gave me good children and good wife who supported me throughout the years in the military. Three, today I have packed out of the barracks into my own personal house with my family in good health. Four, I am privileged to be a member of this beautiful family and my life has never remained the same. Five, Daddy, please pray for my family's green card to be approved quickly so that my children will enjoy their father in Jesus' name. My Thanksgiving seed is on the way. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and favor. Wow. Congratulations for a successful career in the military. God bless you. Another person. Praise the Lord with me. Today, 28th December, Daddy said, we should raise the name of the 5 people to bless us if we still have them. I did, and Daddy prayed over them. To the glory of God, 2 out of 5 responded by the evening. Thank you, sir, for the grace of God upon you. The amazing thing is that I just wrote these names 3 days ago. Thank you, Jesus. My tithe is on the way. My tithe is already sent. Wow, you will get more. Another person. I bless the name of the Lord. Since I joined this altar, it has been grace upon grace. One, I relocated to Canada and everything difficult for people was made easy for me. Two, I follow all instructions given by Daddy every morning and I get result. My husband's visa was approved this week, December 15, 2024. Three, 18th of this December 2024, Daddy said, we should write congratulations to me and sign it 7 times. I did, and my children's visa were approved on the 19th. Emile Ricon, I give God all the glory. I'm sending my Thanksgiving seed. Thank you, Daddy. The oil of God on you will never run dry. Amen. Please keep spreading Turning Point News in Canada and all members of TPGF, all the nations where you are. Keep spreading TPGF news. I'm coming to visit all of you one by one very soon. Another testifier. Testimony in Jesus' name. My man of God, I am testimony personified. Please read them as I send. One, God's divine protection for me and my household. Two, my wife's safe delivery of a bouncing baby. Three, God healed my daughter of seizure. Four, God granted my daughter admission into the university of her choice to study nursing science. Five, God healed my elder brother according to declaration of your mouth. May the Lord be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you and your entire crew for honoring the call of God and allowing God to use you for his greater glory. Wow. Testimony upon testimony. You will be the next testifier. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. There will be live broadcast later this evening, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time, via our social media platforms. Join us then. Join us on ground or online for this Wednesday's Christmas service, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., 2 hours Nigeria time. Then keep Tuesday, December 31 in mind, crossover service, 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. Connect online and real life if you are close to any of our centers, including London, United Kingdom. As God blesses you financially this season, bless his work. Give God his portion in your earning. Pay your tithe, sow your seed. Heaven will open bigger, bigger door will open, and God will shield your life, your family and business from devourers. Do so with joy and with faith in the Lord. Paying tithe and sowing seed are our covenant work with God for as long as we live. God, we keep blessing you. Do so, join hand to let us spread his kingdom on earth. Then the Feed the Hungry project is still on. I pray for you intentionally and fervently. Each time we receive the alert of your donation. Do so more. Some people have done more than once, two or three times. Let's keep it up until we reach our target. We shall do ours differently. It shall be well organized and arranged without stress or rancor. Not only are we going to feed the people, but we also plan to empower the strong ones among them so that they can keep earning their own income. I will give you details as we go on, but we are still very far from the target. Do as God gives you the grace. If you feed the hungry, you will never know hunger again. Account details is Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. Add the word welfare. In Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. Our PayPal account is still very active. For those who want to do ours in dollars and in euros, our HSBC account in UK is also very active. For donors and members that want to do their own in pound sterling in United Kingdom, do as God lays on your heart. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will end this year well. Every day we count. God Almighty will shield you, protect you, empower you, elevate you, and connect you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Compliments of this season. Bye.